Welcome to this week's Campfire Musical Sesh. I am your host, Mitchell Elliott. I'm joined by my co-host, John Burdick.
Hello. Happy Friday, Mitch.
Happy Friday, John. And we're happy to have Mr. Jack Wakely back in studio here with the project Wakely. Jack, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, it's welcome good. Back.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Jack, you were one of our very first artists here on the Community Campfire, so it's nice. Wonderful to have you back in studio. For all our listeners who may not be familiar with who you are, can you tell us a little bit about you?
I actually grew up here in Park City. And Park City.
Born and raised.
Yeah. And so it's good to be back. You know, I try to come out and visit whenever I can in both the summer and the winter because, like, the summer here is underrated. So I'm just back, hanging out with some friends, performing the radio with you guys. And currently I'm living in L.A., recording, producing, and doing all that stuff out there.
Yeah, you've been busy since the last time you were here on the campfire.
Yeah.
You've got a new album out. Tell me about it. How was that process for you?
That's a big question. It was really fun to record. Actually, Mitch and I recorded the record together. He was there for a big part of it. And we recorded it up at a family cabin of mine up in Idaho. The idea was to kind of get out of my normal space and kind of haul my entire studio in my car out there. And it was like, yeah, it was like hundreds of pounds of gear, amps and guitars and synths and mixing board. And got out there, set it all up in this old cabin, which is like 100 years old. It was kind of magical because it's just on the water too, looking out on the lake. And so, yeah, no shortage of inspiration when you're there, you know?
I mean, it was such a unique experience to be out there and recording because it was just so out of the normal for a recording studio. Usually you're like hunkered down in a bunker, no light. You just flesh out the record as much as you can. And so this was a really unique opportunity where we were looking out at the water, and if we ever needed to go clear our head, we could just go out and be really in nature. I mean, it was early May last year, so that was an interesting time to be there. We'd be recording some vocals or something like that, and then we'd hear some kids like screaming in the background. We're like, dang it!
Yeah.
Yeah. So had you written all the songs that you wanted to put on that album, or did you find while you were recording in this space some new inspiration that you ended up putting on the album?
It was a bit of both. I showed up with the general idea of all of the songs, but there were a lot of questions up in the air. Some of the songs had incomplete lyrics, and a lot of the songs, I wasn't sure what the like guitar parts and synth parts were going to be, but I actually showed up with drum parts ready to go, which was nice because we didn't have to haul a drum set out there and record drums because that just would have been honestly too much. But I kind of started with bass and just had the drum and bass tracks as the foundation and then figured out the parts from there. There were a few parts written beforehand, like a few guitar parts, but the idea was to go in a little bit blind and kind of figure it out as we went. So
it was a really cool experience, and you know, I was very happy that you wanted me to help you out on the project.
Yeah.
And all of the vocals for the record we recorded in one day.
That's true.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was for, what was it, 10 songs?
No. Eight songs.
Eight songs.
Yeah, still a lot for one day. So Mitch came up. It was so nice of him to like kind of drop everything, come up for a few days. But, you know, he had to come back here, get back to work on the radio. He had, I think, a total of 2 or 3 days where he got to work with me. And so we were realizing that once we started recording vocals for one of the songs, that it was just so nice to have me not have to worry about the mixing board and the computer and all of that. And I just went into a bedroom and kind of was just like in my little ISO booth. And so after we did one song, I was like, let's keep going. And then we just kept doing that until it was nighttime and we were still recording vocals and somehow got it all done and my voice didn't give out. And it turned out, yeah, that was that's kind of crazy that we did that, honestly.
Well, yeah. let's get a little taste of what those vocals are like. What are you going to play for us first here on the Community Campfire?
So the first song we'll do is Don't Forget I Love You.
Don't Forget I Love You. Any story behind this one?
It's like when you have a lover in your life and sometimes they're feeling a bit insecure or something and you want to reassure them, show them that you still love them. Simple as that.
All right, well, here's Don't Forget I Love You right here on the Community Campfire. Jack, take it away.
Let's park far from the street light. Sunrise, guess we talked all night. Watching window those fog legs going numb. Let my mouth run off so dumb. But I just caught you. I just caught you, but I just caught you laughing, but I just caught all you caught me now. Don't forget I love. Don't forget I love you. Don't forget.
Chills every time I hear that song, man.
It takes me away.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
I love that kind of moment you talk about in the chorus where it's like, I just caught you laughing. Even in a sad moment, sometimes there's those little moments where you realize that you're kind of getting through to your partner there. And yeah, it's very sweet.
Spot on.
Yeah. You're just like joining us here on the Community Campfire. We're sitting down with Jack Wakely. We talked a little bit about the process of your album that you recorded at the cabin in Idaho.
The project's called Wakely, which is after a family name. That's my grandmother's maiden name. The album is called Kind Eyes.
How did you land on the name Kind Eyes for the album?
A lot of the songs are love songs, and that just felt appropriate. Like, you look into somebody's eyes and you feel instant comfort. And kind of like the song that you were just listening to, even in moments of insecurity or stress or whatever, you know, like you can kind of like be reset by that certain person.
For our listeners who aren't familiar with you, you grew up here in Park City and then you went away to college for music. You went to the other Berkeley, right?
Yeah, Berkeley College of Music. I was calling it the not so smart Berkeley.
Somebody out there that's not so happy about that. Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about how your experience at Berkeley shaped you as a musician today?
Berkeley was great. I really had a good time in Berkeley. I met a lot of really amazing musicians out there. And I think I undervalued music theory before I went there. And I was just really into songwriting as a teenager and having a great time playing in a band around town with yourself.
Yes.
Mitch was the bass in that band. I was learning how to be a songwriter, but I was sort of neglecting a lot of the theory side, and I went to Berkeley and it kind of got hammered into me. And I like to describe it as like turning on the lights in the room. There's something beautiful about wandering around the room in the dark, looking for chords, looking for melodies, because you don't know what you're looking for. You stumble upon things, but then sometimes you stub your toe on the couch and you like totally have no idea what you're doing. And so sometimes I think it's good to be able to like turn on the theory brain and be like, oh, okay, these are the available things to me when I'm in this key or whatever. And like I said, I think the most valuable thing for me was the people I met at Berkeley. And I still have a lot of those buddies out in LA. We still collaborate and stuff. So yeah, it's great.
You've played in Boston, you've played in LA, you've played in Park City.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about the difference of performance aspects in those different cities.
Yeah. My experience so far with playing in LA is like really hit or miss, because there's so many artists in LA, there's so many people hearing music. You have some good moments, but then you have other moments where people are a little more nonchalant. And they're like, oh yeah, cool, that's cool. I feel like in other states, particularly here in Utah, I feel this like real appreciation for the music. People get really excited. And honestly, yeah, I'm not knocking performing in LA. I just think there's so much of it, so saturated. So
yeah, it's fun that you're able to still come out here, still perform, that you're following your passion of being a musician and continuing to write. What is next for you, Jack? Do you have more projects, more mm-hmm. gigs lined up, or I'm going to go into the weeds and, you know, turn off all that for a sec?
I think this year has sort of been that, like you were describing, a little bit of trying to figure out what's next, because I've been so album oriented up until this point, and there's been just only two albums, but I've been hyper focused on I have to drop an album. Even though I would prefer to always drop an album, it's not always realistic, because you do have to have a lot lined up to do that. As far as what's coming next, I think it's going to be a few singles. I'm hoping to drop a single relatively soon. I've been starting the process of recording again, writing again. Yeah, other than that, I've been like producing for other artists, which has been really fun, because sometimes taking the pressure off of it being your own stuff is really rewarding, and it sometimes record better stuff when it's not your own,
right?
In a way.
Yeah.
Because like the pressure again is off. You're just having fun with it. And so I'm constantly striving to get to that point with my own music where I'm just having fun with it and I'm not in my head about it. But I do have some perfectionist tendencies, as you know, Mitch. So that's been a learning process. Yeah.
If our listeners out there want to find you on the interwebs, what's the best way to do that?
If you want to find me on streaming, you can search Wakely, W-A-K-E-L-Y. And then if you want to find me on social media, it's Wakely with four Ys, because one Y, two Ys, and three Ys were taken.
Well, four is a lucky number there.
Well, that's great. We'd love for you to play a song for the end of the show here. What could you play for us?
Yeah, let's do one called Melted Away. Next.
Melted Away. And tell me what melted away in this song.
Melted Away is actually funny enough. Not all the songs are love songs, but this is another like straight up love song. But it's a little less of like the, I think Don't Forget I Love You was bittersweet, salt in the caramel kind of thing. This is more just sweet. It's more just a straightforward love song.
So, well, yeah. We're excited to hear it. Jack, thank you as always
for coming by.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Spoke a ton of words into an empty bottle. Guess I was pretty pleased that you came back at all. We couldn't rush, the sun was gonna set. That's a picture memory box of everyone we met and more. Remember you met my eyes, and I melted away like ice. On the night, took me by surprise, that I melted away like ice. special rock and packed it away. Who knows what normal boys do? Who cares anyway? All the hills turn violet after dark. But let's stay outside a bit and try to catch the stars and more. Remember you met my eyes and I.